Welcome back to Download on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. My next guest is host of one of our favorite shows here on the Download, Check Please. The WTTW Restaurant Review Program is gearing up for their 17th season. It started tonight. You can pick it up different times all weekend long. And host Catherine DiOrio will be at the helm once again. DiOrio is doubling down on her career in the hospitality industry. Her day job is being executive director for the Kendall College Trust. Kendall, of course, one of the great Chicago culinary schools. The Trust is all about giving scholarships to students in need. Through scholarships and her culinary summer camp, DiOrio's dedicated to getting more kids involved in the culinary arts. Coming up on November 4, she's hosting the Fried Chicken and Champagne Fest. This is a fundraiser for the Trust that features some great Chicago talent frying up some fowl. Catherine DiOrio is my guest. Welcome back to the Download, Catherine, and congratulations. Hi. Another season starting up here tonight.
I know, another season under my belt. Season 5 for me, if you can believe it.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know.
Wow.
Everyone's like, it's like your first year, right? I'm like, not quite.
That's amazing. I didn't know this about you, that you work for the Kendall College Trust. Why is that important to you? Talk about the Kendall College Trust, where it came from.
So the Kendall College Trust, I went to culinary school at Kendall College, actually.
Really?
Yes. So that was part of the transition out of the law and into the culinary world. And I started with the Trust. I was actually being recruited to be a board member. And then I kind of saw what they did. And during the interim of the interviews and all these things, they lost their executive director. And it just seemed like a really nice meld of kind of my legal background, different boards I had already sat on, like as a just in my own philanthropic pursuits.
Right.
And then obviously my love for the culinary industry.
So when you made the transition from law to food, you did go to Kendall College?
Yeah,
that's
where I went to school. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously I love it. I mean, it afforded me a completely different career, and I am where I am now because that's where I started off.
How does it help you that you went through the training to host a show like Check Please, and you even work at the Kendall Trust? But how does it help you to have had that experience at Kendall?
Well, you know, the thing is, when you're talking to guests about a restaurant, you kind of have two perspectives. So your guests have a perspective just kind of coming in and like, hey, do I like the food? Was the server nice to me? Was I greeted right? You know?
Right.
And then there's when they start talking about food, it's nice to be able to actually come from a place, an informed place, to kind of guide the conversation, to make sure that it's a fair conversation, you know, because somebody could think, oh, well, that's weird. Why would they do that?
Right.
When actually maybe that's the correct way to cook something,
right.
That is the proper way to serve something. And so I think it's just more from, obviously it helps from a credibility standpoint, but I think it helps to make sure that the conversation stays fair, because people can have a bad experience or an experience and they think it's bad, but they don't realize actually they just had like the best Italian meal maybe of their life. It's just kind of more of, and being able to pepper that into the conversation, and also to give some more takeaway to the viewers, just to kind of explain why something, someone will say, oh, this tasted like this, or the texture was like this, and I can just kind of throw in why from a technique standpoint and just a more informed standpoint.
Before you became host, was the idea that you would get into restaurants, that you wanted to be in the kitchen? Was the concept coming out of Kendall College that you were going to dive right into more culinary arts than just hosting a show?
Yeah, I mean, actually hosting media, which I ended up in, was not really part of the plan. I mean, at the time when I was in school, honestly, if you had an interest in being on Food Network, people were like, you're not serious. I'll knife you. Get out of here. It was kind of a very cool to want to be on TV. Now, every student, I think, at Kendall, they all have the dreams of being the next Top Chef, the next Iron Chef, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So for me, I actually went into it because I wanted to be in catering. As a lawyer, I used to always throw these really elaborate dinner parties and have all of my friends over. And some of them were like up to 100 people. And I would do everything from scratch. I'd be like, we're going to do a tiki party. So I'm going to learn how to do Polynesian cuisine, And then I would do everything from scratch. So people would always say, oh, who catered this? And I said, oh, no, I did it all. And it was a total outlet for me because clearly I was not enjoying my life as a lawyer. So funneling all of this energy into something else. And so at a certain point, people would kind of tease me and just say, you should quit the law you should be a caterer and we'll all hire you. And after a particularly bad day at work, I was like, ding, 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 I think I might do this. So I called all the different culinary schools, all the schools in the city, had them send me their information, researched them. I actually stayed working as a lawyer while I went to school at night and on weekends to help pay for it because, it's costly.
Yeah, right.
And then kind of the rest is history.
It's amazing, too, to think about that if this was a side project to do all this, and you did it with such care and you were creating things from scratch, does it lose anything when it becomes your main project? When the idea that now you're immersed, you are now entrenched in the culinary arts, do you find yourself, I wish I could, you know what, Knight, I think I'll try a case.
Well, you know, luckily my husband's a lawyer, so if I ever feel like just chatting, you know, I'll be like, hey, throw one of those depths over here, I'll take a look at it, you know. Yeah, I have to say, I don't miss the law at all. So I oddly use it more than I thought I would in my job as the executive director at the Kendall College Trust. You know, I'm creating donor agreements. I'm reviewing contracts. You know, we're the stewards of various donors' money. So there's a lot that kind of goes into that when you're dealing with planned giving. So it's interesting. I'm kind of becoming a generalist lawyer as far as like non-for-profits are concerned. And
well, it's
got to
help.
It
has to help when you're dealing with donors and any sort of, you know, charitable giving, any sense, having a legal background has to help, right?
Absolutely. Well, and it's just sometimes it's just talking, being able to talk to whoever I do hire who's a specialist. So whatever counsel I do hire, it's just kind of, I can keep it quick, to the point, I know what I need to know. I kind of flag some of the stuff already. I don't need to add any billable hours to it. You know, I'm probably like the worst client. You're like, she's awful.
I speak lawyer. I know what's going on. I speak lawyer. And you're like, oh, she stinks.
It's like once they start asking me at restaurants, I'm like, gotta go.
Catherine Diora is my guest tonight. She, of course, the host of Check Please on WTTW, which premiered tonight, but obviously it premiered at 8 o'clock. It also will be on throughout the weekend. She's also the executive director at the Kendall College Trust. She's got a big event coming up on November 4th called Fried Chicken and Champagne Fest. Great Chicago chefs. We'll talk about, let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about that and more about what you do at the Trust. Catherine Diorio, my guest tonight on The Download. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest in studio tonight, Catherine Diorio. She's the host of Check Please, which, of course, premiered tonight. Unbelievable. 17th season.
I know. It's amazing, right?
It's amazing. A great show. We love it. Pete and I love the show. Something that we watch every single week. I had to fiddle with my DVR because it just keeps recording all the reruns. Like, I have like 640 Check Pleases on my
diary. You're like sick of my face.
So I'm just like, every time, but it doesn't, because it doesn't list. And I know this is an issue, but it doesn't list what restaurants, some of them don't. They just say, they just give the generic. So you watch the first minute and a half of the intro, and then they do the fade in, and it's people that you recognize. You're like, seen this one, pause. So very excited to have the new season back. Catherine, also the executive director at the Kendall College Trust. She's got an event coming up on November 4th called Fried Chicken and Champagne Fest, fundraiser for the Trust that features great Chicago talent, fried chicken, of course. There's always been a disparity in who gets involved in the culinary arts, who gets into the world of restaurants and gets usually an affluent, and it's tough to go to these kind of schools. Obviously, money is a barrier, but it also seems that it seems to almost cater to a more white background.
I think that there's definitely a money issue. It's very costly to go to culinary school, but necessarily so because those facilities are just very expensive to keep up. And I think, so people are like, why does it cost so much? And it's like, well, you know, turning on the hood costs $20,000 for, like, you know. So so it's just those little things you don't really think about when you're thinking of
it. It has to be an operational school. It's not just classrooms and turn on the heat. There's a lot of things you got to do. Right?
And at Kendall, one of the things that's really great about their kitchens is, you know, they're really careful to limit the amount of students in each classroom so that they could obviously see everything. They all have their own station. You have your own workstation, and you're not sharing it with, you know, necessarily four or five other students. And that makes a big difference because the hands-on part, that's where you learn. You know, you can't learn to cook. You can learn about food. You can get a general idea, but you really can't learn it. It's a hands-on profession, you know. So the culinary camp is amazing. So we started that. This was our second year. We added another session this year, and we work with CPS and CCAP, which is Careers Through the Culinary Arts Program, which is a culinary program within the CPS system. So it's a national not-for-profit, and then, you know, they put it into, obviously, the CPS system here. So we find our students through that have an interest in culinary and let them come to Kendall for the week. And they go through an abridged version of what your first block would be at culinary school. And then from there, they stay in the dorms. So they get to meet not just the students that are from the CPS camp, but students that are from all over Chicago. So it's really fun. They get to meet, you know, it's like this person from the South Side is with this person from the suburbs, which is this person from, you know, the Gold Coast and this person from Evanston. It's just very great to watch them. And they all come in and they're all like, nobody's talking the first day. And then like day three, we're like, oh my God, we can't control these kids. You know? Like they just have like all these new friends. And then we take them on cultural excursions at night, because a lot of the kids that are coming to my camp, a lot of them, even though they live in Chicago, they're not seeing downtown Chicago. They've never seen the lakefront. You know, they've never seen Millennium Park. So we take them on a bus tour that shows them all of the major sites in Chicago. And then we do fun things, because I don't want it to be just, it's about part of it. It's the camaraderie and being with people. So they'll do like iFly and do like indoor skydiving and kind of just do all these things.
My camp would be clean up the kitchen when you're done. That would be my camp.
Well, you know, it's funny because one of the, when I read the, you know, the surveys after from the kids, that's the thing they said, what's the worst part about camp? Cleaning the dishes.
Right.
Like nobody
I
wanted
would
to do that.
I just do a day of cleaning dishes. Right. Like, you're going to learn how to clean these. No one said this is going to be fun. We've heard over and over and over, and chefs have come into the studio and talked about a cook shortage, the idea that it becomes harder because the restaurants, the world is expanding. So many more restaurants need cooks. And there is this idea that a younger student who's going through the culinary school, they want to get to the top. They want to be chefs. They don't necessarily want to be cooks. How do you pair those two needs together? When you have an industry that is having a shortage in one area and you have a culinary school that could feed that, how do you put those things together?
It's hard, because the reality is that every chef was a cook at some point. And it's kind of teaching students and kind of trying to drill that into their head that, you know, you kind of, you have to learn to walk before you can
order.
Run.
Right,
like,
right,
you
right.
know,
you want that experience.
You need
you
the
work
experience.
The whole line. Right, right.
It's the only way you'll get better. You're not going to be, you know, and it's funny because you see it a lot, and you see it not just in the culinary industry, but also in, you know, the beverage industry. Someone comes out, I'm like, just learn to make a good Manhattan. That's way harder than these crazy drinks with like 40 ingredients in it, you know? Like, because guess what? You're not hiding behind anything.
Yeah,
it's like, make me a good roast chicken and then we'll talk, you know? So like, it's an interesting concept. I mean, you know, because the, you know, at the same time, you know, working with students and with the kind of like young minds, I want them to be encouraged. You know, I don't want to ever be like, no, you're going to be a cook. You're going to be a cook. You got to do this. You got to do this. You know, I want them to be like, this is what's necessary, because I think you have the potential to be a great chef. So this is part of what you have to go through. And I always tell them, I said, do you know how many jobs I was working as a lawyer, ran my own department. I said, and I worked for free for years to get experience.
I mean, there's so many different jobs and industries. And you think about the legal industry as well, that there is an established pecking order. If you think about the medical field, there is established pecking orders. There just seems to be this want and desire to jump ahead in the culinary art. And an area that needs to be filled in these restaurants is not being filled. Catherine DiOrio in studio, Fried Chicken and Champagne Fest. We'll wrap there before we talk, Chuck, please. talk about this, because we've had, you know, so many different festivals of different kind of food, but fried chicken, now you're talking.
Yeah, people love fried chicken, you know, so it's funny. I was trying to figure out what we could do that would be fun and different than what was out there. And I didn't want to just do a repeat. You know, there's like a gajillion, like Burger Bash, Hamburger Hop, like all these things.
Right.
And so I was like, what do people love? What do I know people will come out for? And it's like fried chicken. And I was like, okay, what do I love? And I'm like, champagne. So I was like, this is perfect, you know? And it just happens to be a classic pairing. I mean, you know, kind of that Christmas and the bubbles, they cut right through that fat. So it just
I would never think champagne and fried chicken would go together. But
yeah, it's delicious. You should come.
November 4th, Fried Chicken and Champagne Fest. It'll be at Kendall, right?
Yes.
Right there. Check, please. It started tonight. What can we expect from this season, the 17th season, your fifth at the helm?
Yes.
Last year you came on, you talked about that a lot of the guests were complaining about service. Like that was kind of a
Has that been rectified?
I mean, what are some of the threads or the trends that you're noticing from taping this year? Everyone loves the food?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So there's a few things. Service, we didn't actually get the same amount of attention this year. So
Maybe they're fixing it. They watched last season, and all the restaurateurs are like, people are hearing, you know.
But I think it's interesting. I think that people are interested kind of in, we're getting that return to really the interest in smaller groups, not necessarily splashy. So it's interesting to see that as I feel Chicago is becoming more of a restaurant group city.
Going against it, right?
So yeah, so it's kind of interesting watching that. But you know, I think there's room for both, and I think that the restaurant groups that are in the city are doing a great job. And so, you know,
I guess I'm just curious about this. Is there a lobbying effort from restaurants? Are they like, has it become part of a marketing plan? We're like, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to get on Check Please. Do they try to use their sway to be able to get people to review them?
Oh, for sure. You know, and people definitely come up to me. And thankfully, David Manilow, the creator and executive producer, keeps me sheltered from that. So I always say, I'm like, I have no say in it. You know, you got to talk to the big guy.
Here, try this appetizer. You're going to love it. All right. I don't have a say in it. Right.
You know, but I do always say, because sometimes their publicists will come up to me and they'll say, we want to be on Check Please. We want to be on Check Please. And I can always tell who's kind of new at the lobby to get on Check Please and who isn't, because the ones that are a little like they've been in the business, they kind of know how Check Please works, they kind of know what they can do. But then the new person will always be like, we want to be on Check Please.
Make it happen. Here's my calendar.
I was like, well, I'd love you to be there as well. So, you know, I always just let them know, like, this is how it works.
My final question on it is just, you know, sometimes you'll have a smaller restaurant a family-run restaurant that gets on Check Please, and there seems to be, at least in the produced pieces, a surprise to it where they're like, cameras in my face. And let's say that it doesn't necessarily go well, that two of the people didn't like it or whatever. There is a little bit of risk in these restaurants being picked where, you know, people will say, I'm just going to avoid that one because two out of the three people didn't like the Hush Puppies.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, though. You'd be surprised. Almost every restaurant does well regardless of what the review was, and I think it's part of it the producers are brilliant at the pairings of who they put there, because somebody will always say, well, like, they just kind of focus in on one person, they're like, that person's like me and I'm going to trust their opinion on these restaurants,
right.
Or I like the restaurant they recommended, therefore their opinion's probably going to jive more with mine on these other places,
right.
And you know, the family-owned ones, it's always funny because sometimes they don't really know what Check Please is. They've kind of heard of it, or they won't really know. And then they'll tell people like, oh, I was asked to be on this show, Check Please. And then, you know, one of the person that comes to the restaurant, oh my gosh, you have to be on it. That's great. And then they start getting really excited. And then they're like, oh, this is what it's all about. And they get so excited. And it's just, I mean, the family-owned restaurants, like, they kill me. I love it, you know, because you know that they don't have PR budgets. They don't have the marketing budget. And this is what they do for their living. They're not a big restaurant group. And so it's just really awesome.
Well, season 17 started tonight. It'll be reruns throughout the weekend. And, of course, continuing on Fridays, 8 o'clock. Catherine DiOrio is the host. This is her fifth season. She's also the executive director for the Kendall College Trust, which is holding a fundraiser on November 4th called Fried Chicken and Champagne Fest, which will be at Kendall, which features up great Chicago talent paired with great champagne. Catherine DiOrio, great to see you. Thanks
great
for being here,
too.
And congrats on all the success. And Check Please is back.